Well, I can tell one proud coach, no question about it. And you're going to miss this guy. This guy's been a, just in your program for years and years and years. You wish you had a few more years of him, don't you?
I said it. I wish we could have an Eli Kaler every year. But what I branched off and said from that is, man, what a legacy he left as far as from day one, doing it right all the way through. You talk about all the accolades. He's signing on to the most premier NAIA school in the country. You know, I could go on about the accomplishments of the school that he's going on to, both academically and on the football field. Multiple national championships, 12 GPAC titles in a row. That's the kind of program that he's going to, and the kind of caliber of player that he is. But to go back to what he means, what he's meant to us in the football program, you know, you're going to miss him a lot. But just know that the legacy he left as far as his work ethic, and I just believe every day he woke up, he said, what am I going to do today to get better? And that was every single day. And so we kind of, a little bit jokingly before we had the ceremony, you know, said, you're going to sign on and you're going to go through the ceremony, which is great. We most certainly want to do that. But the work's just going to continue for him, and that's not a foreign place for him.
Sounds like by what he said, it's going to be on the defensive line, and that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I've said it all along. He was All-State on the offensive line, rightfully so. But, man, I'd be hard-pressed to you know, look at a game plan from one of our opponents, any of our opponents, and there had to have been some game planning for him on the defensive line. He was a bear in there literally every week in and week out. And I think people have to understand he played both sides of the ball in the trenches, which takes a lot of endurance, takes a lot of muster. But he most certainly did it at a high caliber level, week in and week out. He has the athleticism, the build, the lower body, upper body strength, and he's going to fit right into that scheme that those guys run up there. They run an athletic type of defense, fly to the football like we do here. And so he'll fit right in with those guys up there on that side of the ball.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but with you and Coach Gross, I don't know if we have anybody go to Morningside, have we?
You know, a couple years back, Cade Capel signed on a few years ago and went up there to play for a spurt. And so, but it hasn't been many guys over the years. Maybe a basketball guy. I think maybe Corey Gasson went up there to play basketball Dayton 10 or so years ago. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But Morningside hasn't been a place that necessarily we've had a lot of guys go to. But we're most certainly excited for Eli and you know, for him to go to this school. And it was a really good recruiting process. He had a lot of interest from a lot of schools. He was very diligent about exploring his options to find the right fit, and he did.
Anybody else with the seniors thinking about signing or playing football?
You know, at this point, you know, I would be honest in saying, you know, Adams obviously got some interest and some other guys, and they're just kind of feeling things out right now. Adams, you know, working to get back from his injury, and it seems that things are progressing nicely there. And so we'll just see as we go down the road here. The recruiting never really ends. I know it's signing day, but colleges are going to continue to pursue guys all the way up to fall camp and see how many guys they can get in there that they would like. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see if there's some more interest from some schools, and maybe we'll have another one or two sign on as we go. But you know, the recruiting process went on really early for Eli, and so he made his decision, and they're just ecstatic to get him. And as a football program, as a school, as a community, we're super excited for him as well.
Finally, it's start of February. Am I too early to say that you're starting to think about summer stuff and starting to get the paperwork done and some of that stuff yet, or is that too early?
No, it's never too early to talk about summer and football. And if anybody's been looking on the social media, been trying to pump a youth camp in McCook Football League already, we got our summer planned as far as camps for our older guys. It's never too early to get ready for 2023. It's hard to believe. We just had such a great season a year ago, and now we're just really looking forward to keep springboarding that into 2023. With the guys that we got coming back and the newcomers, obviously.